From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Aftermath of the coup continues in Turkey. Police raided Istanbul's main courthouses as security forces sought to arrest more than 170 members of the judiciary today. The crackdown has continued in the aftermath of last month's failed coup attempt. The purge is straining relations with Western allies, who Turkish officials say appear more concerned by the crackdown than the failed coup that killed 240 people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Offices of the courthouses were searched and dozens of people were detained. Those held are accused of being followers of the US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who prosecutors claim were behind the last month's coup attempt. Gulen denies any involvement in July's attempted military takeover. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Sunday, pledged to root out all those involved with the cleric.
Milletimize bu ihaneti yapanlardan hesap sormak.
It's our binding duty to bring traitors to account and eradicate FETÖ, he said. FETÖ is the acronym for Fethullah Terrorist Organization. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In an address on Sunday, Erdogan declared the country had profoundly changed since the coup attempt and the way he would rule would change. Observers say building a political consensus offers the best chance for Turkey to get out of the present turmoil, but how the ongoing crackdown develops could ultimately determine whether such a consensus can be sustained. Iraqi Kurdish forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Brigadier General Iskander Farik Kurdi said his forces attacked from two directions and some ISIS territory had been liberated. The military operation is a major step in the attempt to retake Mosul. This is VOA News. Islamic State is being pressed from two sides in Iraq and Syria. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq are in the process of liberating those very villages near Mosul, while elements of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, having just taken the northern town of Manbij from ISIS fighters, is taking aim at al-Bab to the southwest. Regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Washington-based Middle East Institute told VOA that the military activity near Mosul has been highly anticipated for a long time, but it's important to consider the underlying political motivations of those involved.
It could very well be that given the fact that these are only probing actions, those political actions or political objectives have not been clearly identified or agreed upon.
Zubair Iqbal said in Syria, Kurdish and Arab fighters are trying to capture towns with a strong ISIS presence in an effort to surround what has been described as the de facto ISIS capital of Raqqa. The Midwestern U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, saw a second night of unrest Sunday into early Monday with police in riot gear confronting a group of people protest the killing of a black man, allegedly by a black police officer. The Milwaukee Police Department said that an 18-year-old man was shot during the protests and they used an armored vehicle to take him to a hospital. But there was no repeat of the widespread destruction of property that occurred Saturday when at least six businesses were torched and destroyed. Officers ordered people to disperse on Sunday and reported having rocks and other objects thrown at them. The department also said 14 people were arrested. A surprising discovery has been made in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, an anti-inflammatory drug used to treat menstrual pain completely reversed memory symptoms in mice with Alzheimer's. The drug called mefenamic acid is used to relieve menstrual cramps in experiments with mice specially bred to have Alzheimer's symptoms. The rodents predictably developed memory problems over time. Now, the rodents were then placed in a maze to train them to get around the obstacles. The Alzheimer's mice were untrainable as they could not learn the maze, but the results with the treated mice, according to experts, were stunning. Day 10 of the Summer Olympics in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. Monday's competition includes men's gymnastics medals being awarded for rings and vault. On the track, athletes will run for gold in the women's 400 meters and the 3,000 meter steeplechase, as well as the men's 800 meters. Women's football, also known as soccer, has its semifinal matches Monday with Brazil facing Sweden and Germany playing Canada. For more on all these stories, visit our website at VOA.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.